ओके, देन वी आर गोइंग टू डिस्कस अबाउट द क्रॉनिक ग्राफ्ट वर्सेस होस्ट डिजीज. क्लिनिकली इट मे अकर मोर देन 100 days एज पर डेफिनेशन दैट आफ्टर द हेमटोपोइटिक स्टेम सेल ट्रांसप्लांट इट अकर्स 100 days आफ्टर द ट्रांसप्लांट. बट इट मे अकर एनी एट एनी टाइम इवन बिफोर 100 days. सो हाउ डू यू रिकग्नाइज दैट इट इज अ क्रॉनिक ग्राफ्ट वर्सेस होस्ट डिजीज? We can recognize it by its clinical features and also by the course of the disease, by the histopathological features. In the chronic graft versus host disease, the skin is still the most common organ involved, other being the mucosa, skin, the eye mucosa, that is the ocular mucosa, genital mucosa. Then we have involvement of the GI involvement, respiratory involvement, musculoskeletal involvement. These are included in the extracutaneous manifestations of the chronic graft versus host disease. The skin is the most common site involved, followed by the mucosa. Any organ can be affected besides the skin. The onset of the disease is insidious and gradual. In the skin manifestation, the skin will be dry, taut, and itchy. In the ocular involvement, there will be dryness of the eyes and there will be discomfort. In oral involvement as well, there will be dryness and there will be discomfort. Burning sensation may be present or any kind of a discomfort sensation may be present, especially on eating the spicy foods or using toothpaste. Genital symptoms range from dryness to itch, discomfort, and in the severe cases it may even lead to vulvovaginal stenosis and scarring of the prepuce with the glans penis. So extracutaneous manifestations include the GI involvement, which present in the form of a nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, abdominal pain. In the respiratory symptoms, shortness of breath may be present. Musculoskeletal symptoms include muscle weakness, limitation of the range of movement because of sclerosis and contracture development. Then there's a criteria in which we are going to assess the patient and see that how much involvement of the cutaneous and extracutaneous involvement is present. So in the skin involvement, there are certain type of the lesions which are included in the diagnostic criteria. These include lichenoid lesions, that is LP-like lesions, the other being sclerodermoid poikilodermatous. We are going to discuss them one by one. The lichenoid changes are characterized by the violaceous papules, which are itchy. In the poikilodermatous changes, the features of poikiloderma will be present, characterized by atrophy, telangiectasia, and pigmentary changes. And the sclerodermoid features will be attributed to the sclerosis. And depending upon the depth of the sclerosis, we can say that whether it is lichen sclerosis type, morphea-like, eosinophilic fasciitis type, depending upon the depth of the involvement. There are certain cutaneous features which are not included in the diagnostic criteria, and if they are present alone, then they are not sufficient for the diagnosis of the chronic graft versus host disease to be made. These include alopecia, which can be both scarring and non-scarring alopecia, dyspigmentation, nail dystrophy, in which there can be nail dystrophy, anonychia, pterygium formation, mouth ulceration, mucocele, xerostomia, keratoconjunctivitis, sicca, and myositis.